Now we resume our readings in Mark's Gospel, reading at the beginning of chapter 2. Mark's Gospel, chapter 2. And again, Jesus entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, nor not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, who was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto Jesus for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, now they hadn't said anything at this point, they had done something, and Jesus saw their faith in what they had done. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion, or we've never seen anything like this. And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them. Amen. May God bless to us the reading of his holy word.